Western State Hospital in Lakewood has been in the headlines recently, and not in a good way. Governor Jay Inslee is calling for swift action at Western, which is the state's largest psychiatric facility. That's after two men escaped out a window last week. One of them is a suspected murderer. Police captured both men after a statewide manhunt. The escapes are the latest incidents to raise concerns over the safety of patients and workers at the hospital. State Representative Lori Jenkins wants to see some big changes at Western State, and she wants to start with the staff.
At the very root of it, I think, is the fact that we don't have enough staff at Western State Hospital for either patients or staff to be safe there. Western State Hospital is populated by individuals who have pretty severe mental health issues and who aren't always predictable in their behavior. And so you've got to have a pretty good ratio of staff to patients in an environment like that, and we just don't have it. We don't have it because we're not paying people enough money, and then we get into a circular problem of the lack of safety. Because we don't have enough staff, it's not safe, and then people don't want to come and work there. So there are a lot of things we need to do to intervene, but as I've spent a fair amount of time on this issue over the last couple of years, staff salaries are the things that get people in the doors, and if we can't pay people a competitive salary, we're not going to get people in the doors to work.
So that may be the picture around funding, part of it anyway, but you've also said that there are some longstanding culture problems at Western State. What do you mean by that?
Most of your listeners probably haven't been there, but it's a pretty old facility, very old institution, and even our mental health treatment practices are not 21st century practices. We don't have advanced registered nurse practitioners working out at Western State Hospital. They can prescribe medication pretty much like a psychiatrist can. And so when we think about staffing shortages, we should be using these nurse practitioners much like we use psychiatrists, and that could increase our staffing levels.
You know, some people stepping back and looking at the whole of the problem from a bit of a distance might argue that Western State Hospital is broken. It's a broken institution, and that just adding funding and adding on staff members won't fix the problems that are in front of us. What would you say to listeners who believe that?
I'd tell listeners that I agree on some level. There are many, many endemic problems. But I think part of the challenge is you can't revolutionize those things unless you get an appropriate staffing level. I guess the analogy that I think about in my mind is if you think of Western State Hospital as a boat, everyone who's working there is just trying to bail the water out of the boat. And there are not enough people or resources to build a mast and a sail to actually get it sailing forward. So I think we have to do first things first, and with urgency, though, press forward on improving the care that people are getting.
Some people listening to our conversation, they may not have a personal stake in what's happening there at Western State Hospital in Lakewood, but you've said that everyone should be paying attention to what's happening there. Why?
Every single person in this state knows someone who has a mental illness, who needs treatment, and most of those folks are actually getting appropriate treatment, although we know that half the people in this state who have a mental illness aren't even being diagnosed for treatment. We need to get rid of the stigma around that. We need to recognize that having a mental illness is no different than me, who's had diabetes since I was a kid. I get treatment for it. I'm really healthy, but if I didn't get treatment for it, and if I felt a lot of stigma over having this illness, it would really have a lot of negative impacts on me. We need to make sure that we treat mental illness just like any physical illness out there and get people the treatment that they need and that they deserve.
Democrat Lori Jenkins represents Tacoma in the Washington State House. Last month, state lawmakers agreed to a budget deal that will add 51 nurses to the Western State Hospital staff. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has repeatedly cited Western State Hospital over safety concerns. They've threatened to cut millions in federal funding. The hospital has until May 3rd to meet the federal requirements.